The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
One, two, three, four. It's the start of something beautiful. A small acquaintance has blossomed. It's ripened into a precious friendship. I could have never seen what was coming for me. Hangs at the skate park, hangs by the beach. My life, it feels like.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to my brother, and me, an advice show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
Well, me? Oh, this guy over here? I'm Travis the middlest.
Hey, what's up? This is Griffin McElroy, the youngest one of them.
I feel like Griffin, you're not really bringing it, man.
Yeah, talk about your energy. Can you speak on that, please?
My energy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you speak on that, please? Your energy right now is just sort of like,
sure,
huh?
Sure. Well, I'm actually, that's weird that it sounds like that because I'm fucking turbocharged, ready to go.
Are you turbocharged, ready to go?
Could you bring something different to the intro then, please?
I mean, it's just, I can't control what my voice sounds like, but I do want everybody at home to know I am turbocharged. I'm fucking chock full of acai berries and power berries and protein yogurt, and I'm ready to fucking party.
Wait, so, hey, Griffin, can I check in? I'll just sign. You can't control what your voice sounds like?
Yeah, really? That's a great SNL character. I don't know if you ever heard about that.
It's also kind of like the one thing we do for a living on a regular basis.
Is make the voice sound like something else. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I just want everybody at home to know I'm not sad. Because I ate so many fucking acai super berries this morning, and it's got... did you hear me laugh?
Yeah. That was better. Was that intentional, or did it just slip out?
It just came out because I was thinking about all the delicious, big, and juicy acai berries that stained my fingers when I ate them like a naughty boy in Grandma's garden. and so I do feel... I feel good and strong and powerful and energetic. And that, so look, but go, I have layers behind the obvious sadness.
Behind blue eyes.
Did you guys hear about what James Cromwell did?
I did, actually.
I don't know James Cromwell from Aden.
Okay, James Cromwell.
Yes, you do. He's the farmer from Babe.
He's the farmer from Babe.
And other things.
Oh, all right.
He's the farmer from Babe, and he did that'll do. I think he was probably in Star Trek, and he's in Succession.
Oh, he was definitely in Star Trek. He invented
the warp drive, for crying out loud. But that's not really what's important, Griffin. I want to tell you about what James Cromwell did. James Cromwell got himself in a little bit of a sticky situation.
Uh-oh.
Because what happened, Griff, is that James Cromwell, popular old man James Cromwell, super glued himself to the counter of a Starbucks in New York.
Yes, yes.
He's to super protest. Glued. Which part of himself?
His hands.
He super glued his hands to the counter protest the fact that they upcharge for vegan milk.
All right.
Can you imagine you're just trying to get through your day and you see the farmer from Babe and he's like, check this out, I'm a sticky bandit.
Yeah.
And then he glues his hands to the counter and that's your day.
But it feels like I could hand my credit card to the cashier and receive my expensive, you know, oat milk latte. Like around James Cromwell. Do you know what I mean? Like he's got gaps. Like we could go through the armpit or between the legs. Like, there's a lot of ways to get coffee past Jim Cromwell, I feel like.
Yeah. Here's what I'll say for
Jim. Could you hand me the?
You don't have to
Jim, hold this story stick in your mouth for a second, please. Thank you,
Jim. If you're listening, I understand. It is, I would say, a bad practice because it discourages the ordering of the vegan option, and it's unfair to people who can't have. You know, I get it.
Better for the environment. For sure. I love it,
Jim. But you know, it's not the person behind the counter who sets the prices, right? You know that, right, Jim? Trendy haircut and like dyed hair that's not the color that appears in nature.
Be clear, Travis. He was not protesting that morning that his personal James Cromwell blend.
He didn't have the
blend.
Super glue in his pocket, and he was like, how much for a fuck that?
He actually loudly announced several times, don't get it twisted. I have 70 cents.
Yeah. But I mean, the only person he's inconvenienced, like, yes, that's going to make its way up the chain to Mr. Coffee, who's kind of an asshole about it or whatever. But the person he's inconveniencing is the person who's just like, listen, man, I'm just counting down until my break. Please, please, Jim. I need these tips, Jim. Please.
What's your all's favorite way to sort of sneak a coffee past Sticky James Cromwell? Like,
Under the right arm. Under the right arm. And then I like to stick my arm in there and pretend like I'm James Cromwell. And it's like, hi, everybody. This is my hand. I'm going to scratch my nose. Boop,
boop, I would boop. Do like a high five with his free hand. And then when his arm was up, like he has made a defensive sort of gap in his sticky armor. And I would definitely get one past him.
Did he just do one hand? I guess he would have to. Well,
No. He did both hands, I think.
How did he get out of this? How do you get out of this?
It
mess?
Says on nail CNN polish. That he used a knife.
Oh no!
Yeah,
Jim. Nail polish remover will take care of that, Jim.
I mean, if you bring nail polish remover to your super glue protest, you're basically saying like I'm not really committed.
I lack commitment. I mean? But I will also say, if he did both hands, then someone else had to wield the knife at actor James Cromwell's
hands. He used his fucking mouth.
Oh.
Apparently they had Sir Paul McCartney write a letter to the former CEO of Starbucks to ask that they would eliminate the extra vegan milk fee.
Yeah.
Because they did that in the UK. And so he's probably like, all right, check it out. It's good. Yeah. Won't you strike it down?
Is this Paul McCartney or James Cromwell?
Strike it down over there.
Which one is this?
That was Sir Paul McCartney speaking to former CEO Kevin Johnson, which I guess he was like, can you please ask the real CEO to stop doing it that way? It's me, Sir Paul McCartney.
I'm not sure how business works. Are you his dad? Is that it? But if you would tell him.
Okay, so I watched the video. He did glue one hand. Okay. So he did have one hand free to give thumbs ups to local tourists or whatever.
Do you think he did that first hand and the people behind the counter like waited expectantly for him to do the second hand too? And then when they didn't, he was like, okay.
Uh-huh. And the heartbreaking thing is this is an autograph in hand that he glued down. So he couldn't even like. You know, spend some FaceTime with the fans.
And I'm just saying, anyone
can draft an email to former CEO Kevin Johnson, but Sir Paul McCartney's never going to glue his hand to the counter of an American Starbucks.
I think that I like to imagine that they had to talk him down to gluing his hand to the counter. Like,
I'm going to
go to Starbucks and I'm going to blow myself up. Like, well, no, Jim, that's too far. He's like, okay, well, I'm just going to cut my legs off. Like, no, I don't think so.
No.
Okay, I'll cut my hands off. No, Jim.
Well, no, Jim, I don't want that either.
Can I super glue both my hands to the counter?
Getting closer. Warmer.
Just.
I'm going to super glue my testicles to the counter.
No,
Jim. We told you 1,000 times you can't do that. If you want to do that at home, that's your thing.
Just want the one hand. I'll just glue one hand to the counter.
Could you do one finger, Jim? Listen, I'm drawing the line at one hand.
I do have my principles.
If I attempted this, which I fucking wouldn't. But if I attempted this, I could.
It'd be great if it became a thing, Griffin. I would love it if this is the new trend. Is glue yourself to a Starbucks.
Oh, the glue yourself to a Starbucks challenge. Yeah. Hey, coming to you live.
From the creators of Punch Your Teacher comes the glue yourself to the Starbucks challenge. I feel like if I could go on, I could not eat or drink for a day. I could fast for a day and then slap my sticky hand down on that counter. And within, I would say 2 seconds, my brain would immediately go, hey, piss sounds pretty good right about now, doesn't it?
Yes, 100%.
And I'd be like, brain, I literally pissed right before. I pissed and then I put the super glue on my hand and then I slapped it down. And my brain would go, yeah, I know, but ooh, yeah, did you get it all out? It doesn't feel really like it to me. Right
now. I had to go to the you know, politics corner across from Baskin Robbins where happens on election day.
Yeah, definitely.
I went with Sid to like do the honk and wave thing with cars driving by. And she asked me to go and I was like, wait a minute. You want me to stand for 1 hour in an unbathroomed locale, just like standing there? So I couldn't leave to go use the bathroom at home if I wanted to, right? So 1 full hour. And damned if the first car honked, I didn't have to like immediately use the bathroom. Like I have to pee right now. It's urgent.
Yeah, you're a great husband, Justin. Thank you for making that sacrifice. That means a lot. I'm sure it means a lot to your wife.
I just
as
pissed
well.
Pants.
You that actually I think makes you let me check the chart. Oh, slightly worse husband.
Oh no, but I.
But in the Cromwell power rankings, you've moved
up
a few.
Yeah, you're still Cromwell. Up there, but you moved up for the sacrifice, but then you moved slightly down. Net positive.
You crommed extremely well.
Yeah, you crommed hard.
My name.
That's
is
what
Justin.
He is when he reaches his next level. Crom hard.
Yeah, when you use a moonstone on him, he evolves into crom hard.
Then he's Jim Cromhard.
Cromhard, you sticky slap. Cromhard.
Cromhard. Cromhard, you something else. Oh.
That's not what I thought sticky slap was, Cromhard. Don't ever do that move again. Delete that move. Put in quick attack. That sucked, Cromhard.
I'm going to derail us from this comedy gold for a moment just to say thank you to everybody, because I didn't get to say this last week, who became a new upgrading or boosting member. And also, in case you missed it, because, man, I don't know if you guys are going to believe this, but there are some lucky few who are not on the social media.
Yeah.
We had to do a lot of dumb shit because you guys were very supportive. That included, Macroy Mix-Up or My Brother and Me Remix, whatever we called it, where we redid an episode in the 300s, I think, of My Brother and Me, and we switched parts. So I was Justin, was Griffin, one. Griffin was Travis. It was silly.
The drive is over. We don't have to sell people on.
I'm just letting people know that it's there in case they didn't see it on social media. But also, we had to get each other haunted dolls.
Oh, yeah. Mine has not offices. Arrived yet. So
are you sure? I got a delivered notification, Griffin.
Did you?
I did.
Uh-oh.
I think yours might come to me because I have to. I had mine sent to me. Because I didn't know if we would actually get to the goal or not. So now I have to ship it back out.
So you have mine.
Yeah, I have yours.
Okay. Oh, wait. So, I sent mine to Justin.
Right.
Okay,
I'll ship yours out, Griff.
Cool.
Justin, do you have yours? Because I already unboxed Neutral Roberta Sad Spirit.
I do want to say I have seen pics of the dolls. And I got the spookiest one for you, definitely.
It was definitely spooky.
I have it, Trav, but I have been waiting for... Like, because you did an unboxing video, I've been waiting for like a good muscle day. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I look in the mirror every day, I'm like, is today a good muscle day?
Jacked, yeah.
A day where I look, not having done anything, but like, I just happen to look jacked and swole.
Oh, yeah. Like, maybe you drank a lot of water the day before, you retained all of it, and all of it somehow went right to muscle.
Right to the muscles, yeah.
Yeah.
So I've been waiting for like a really strong muscle day.
Well, actually, me and Neutral Roberta have really been hitting it off. She liked black coffee and gardening.
Yeah.
So I give her a little bit of coffee every day.
Have you heard the night yelling? Yeah.
No, because I think I've been keeping her in a pretty good mood.
Okay.
So she hasn't been sad. I think that we're getting her up
to positive.
Well,
it has nothing to do with her emotional state. It's like when she fills up with spectral energy, she lets it out by yelling really, really loud when the moon and stars are out.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's less like a feared yelling and more of like a steam escaping a kettle.
Oh, okay.
You're gonna love it though. You're gonna really like the way it feels. I guarantee it.
Now I have noticed in the listing it says unexplained sounds and movement, but I also have two dogs and a 5-year-old and a 2-year-old, so it's always hard to tell which of those is moving at any time.
Yeah, just assume it's Neutral Roberta.
Uh huh. Okay. Now it also says, and I love this. A lot of the information about her comes to the seller via smoke work. And it's like, hell yeah,
smoke
dude.
Smoke work, eh?
Yeah.
No, she does vape tricks for sure.
Yeah, dude. I love that.
Well, we're going to have these things in our rooms where you can see them and they can see us for one calendar year. So I can't wait to see how we really settle into the space.
I will say this, a little confusing, Justin. You're a bit more of a haunted doll expert, so maybe you can explain this to me. This line, Roberta is a good spirit. I put the neutral label as she has a very sad disposition. If you had a sad friend who was good all the time, I think it would be positive. Is it that her sad disposition brings her spirit down to neutral? Because that's a bummer.
It's because it's all garbage.
Oh, okay. Great.
That is the thing. Yeah. I don't want to punch down or up or sideways, but the thing is about it is it's all nonsense. I think at this point they're mostly generated by AI. This is my current theory, that there's a robot. It wouldn't be hard, by the way, to make a robot that just like buys untended shipping containers full of disused dolls and individually generate
stories. A haunted doll drop shipper is what you mean. Yes.
Yeah. The
Bezos drones are bringing haunted dolls.
One last thing I'll say about Neutral Bird is a real steal, a real bargain, because she came with her own chair. So I got a haunted doll and her own chair. Now, the chair, if you watch the unboxing, came with, I'm going to say, about an inch and a half long spike on it that I think you're supposed to jam her butt down on to keep her in place. I removed that spike, and I'm hoping that will help with her sad disposition.
It will certainly keep her more neutral.
Yes. If someone said, hey, for the rest of eternity, you're trapped in this doll, I'd be like, oh, bummer. And also,
you'll be impaled ass-wise.
I would not be wild about that scenario.
Remain neutral, though, while this happens.
This is, I don't know if you've heard, but it's an advice show. And what we do is we take your questions and turn them alchemy-like into wisdom. And I am very much looking forward to helping you, our beloved listeners.
Oh, great.
I'm in a thrift shop checking out some cassette tape decks. I hit eject on one, and there happens to be a recording tape in it with no markings on it. I am dying to hear what is on the cassette, but I'm not interested in buying the deck. Is it stealing if I just take the tape? Technically, the tape is not for sale, right? That's from Copping Cassettes in Colorado.
Well, you take a thing without paying for it.
I have a friend who would be really helpful with this, and his name is Macklemore.
Beep, boop, beep, boop, beep, boop, beep, boop, beep. What?
Hey, Macklemore, how's it going?
Hold on, his connection's not good, and that's why.
No, that's I'm hearing it. It's
okay.
Travis had to step away.
Sorry, that's just how I answer the phone.
Hey, Macklemore, how's it going?
It's going pretty good. How's it going?
Well,
with you
sound exactly the fucking same as my middle brother.
I'm so close to Travis, it's hard to.
I've heard that. Yeah, I've heard that before. Isn't that
wild?
Can
you try clearing your throat and see yourself more like Macklemore?
Yeah, it's me, Macklemore. What's up, Justin? J Dog.
Hey, M Money. What did you hear the question, Macklemore?
Of course I had the question. I'm always listening, baby.
You're listening to our live recording.
Yeah, baby.
Hey Macklemore.
Can you say his name again and don't stumble, please? That's so embarrassing.
Sorry, it sucks. Hi, Macklemore. I'm Griffin McElroy.
Hi, Griffin. How do you like it? Huh?
It sucks.
Griffin McLeroy? Huh?
I just wanted to let you know that you talk cool.
Oh, thank you so much, man. All right, you're back in it.
Yeah.
Okay, so
your voice is cool, and the words you pick is cool.
Thanks, dog.
Benjamin.
Yeah.
If I may.
Yeah, of course.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Benjamin.
You just call me Jamin.
Jamin. And man, it's crazy that you changed your name and you didn't make it Benjamin, because that like you've Benjamin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what my best friends call me.
Benjamin. Okay. So like here's the deal with this is like is it stealing if you take a tape out of a tape deck at a thrift shop?
Oh. I'd say it's a package deal. If it's in there, that's part of it, right? You wouldn't find a deck of cards at a thrift shop and say, well, I can just take the Ace of Hearts, right? It's in there. It's in the package.
So is it... I'm confused by that.
Shit.
How's Ryan doing? Ryan Lewis?
Yeah, how is
we don't
Ryan
talk
Lance?
Anymore. We don't talk anymore. We get a phone out. Yeah.
Oh, dang. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, it's about a kneeboard.
Hey, is it true, Macklemore, that you have a a painting of a nude Justin Bieber.
Yeah, it wasn't nude to start off with, but every time
eraser on the clothes.
No, it was every time I looked away, the picture got nuder and nuder. And somewhere, Justin Bieber wore more and more clothes. It was really weird, man. It was totally messed up.
I don't want to talk to you anymore.
What? Yes, you do. We just started talking about this.
I know, but I don't really want to talk.
Hold on. Let me message you guys a nude painting of Justin Bieber.
No. I already have it.
Oh. Too late.
That's cool. Why did you send this to me?
Because this is a painting McElroy owns.
Hey, anyways, this tape's probably haunted. I gotta go. Bye.
Bye.
I can't believe that we had McElroy on the show and we didn't ask him about, like, any of his other works.
Did his other song, the one song that he did that was supposed to heal the world,
yeah, that,
remember?
Yeah, that fixed was, everything.
Same Love. Same Love, yeah. Is that what you're thinking of?
There was also the time that he said, like, a great white shark on Shark Week, and that was pretty good. I liked that one.
Yeah,
I wanted to ask him about that.
I've reached the McElroy horizon.
Oh,
where I
oh
can't
no.
Actually, yeah, I don't want.
Mess up way to talk about our cousin.
You want to talk about him, McElroy?
This fucking hell, dude. So
yes, yes, yes.
The wizard sent us in this one by actually Art.
Oh, the wizard sent it?
No,
directly?
Sorry. Art sent this
approach
one in.
Me.
This is the lowest Art sent it in. Thank you, Art. It's the lowest score I've seen. This one has a 50% rating.
I didn't realize there were ratings.
There are, and this
and
is quite low.
I'm sorry, that's the lowest you've ever seen? 50%?
Yeah. So, holy shit, it's got 43 co-authors.
Wow.
Takes a village, huh?
If each one of them voted 100% on it, it would definitely be higher than this, right? Who's not pulling their weight?
There's no credits on it, so I can't say. But it is how to use chocolate to spice up your relationship.
Oh, yeah.
Chocolate and romance are often considered to go hand in hand in the love department. In fact, offering a box of
I'm sorry, Griffin, one quick note. Could you say love again with a couple more O's in it?
And the
no, that was no. That's not what I
too
meant.
Many, too many, too many zeros. Griffin,
department.
Griffin, it's too many zeros.
In fact, offering a box of delectable fine chocolates on Valentine's Day to your lover is a common standard, historically considered to be an aphrodisiac, inciting passion and attraction. You already know what it is.
Yeah.
So
you
let's
get that
into
cacao, and you get rock hard.
Yeah, the cacao makes you turgid. So this is the first step.
Turgid enough to hold up a syrupy pancake.
Yeah. Mm. He is going
to
have...
Now, you do have to be careful. Too much chocolate will turn it full into a pancake. You've got to be so careful,
it'll start
guys.
If you get too turgid, it spreads out left to right, and you are going to hate that, the way that feels.
Yeah.
So, first step out of what is all of them are so good, but the first one is conduct a sexy chocolate treasure hunt.
Huh.
Choose a time when the kids are with friends and create a steamy game of chocolate hide-and-go-seek. Don't tell your significant... I mean,
it's just implied, right? It's in my butt.
The map, you had all the clues with the milk, lemonade, turnaround, fudges, made. You had everything you needed to solve the case. Don't tell your significant others, just allude to an evening of intimacy and to, quote, be ready.
Okay. How do you allude to a sexy chocolate treasure hunt without explicitly saying that in a way that is not concerning?
Yeah, I mean, if anyone if my wife tells me, hey, just so you know, it's gonna get steamy tonight. Mm-hmm.
Be ready.
I don't like that. Actually, gives me less information than if she just had told me nothing.
Yes,
like that's gonna send me into a bit of a panic.
You're gonna be looking for some clues. What did you do?
Don't worry about it.
There's some stuff hidden around. What did you do?
The friends are with the kids. Be ready. Purchase a large box of pre-wrapped chocolates, preferably your partner's favorites. Create either a trail of chocolate pieces and rose petals leading to the boudoir, or devise an interactive treasure hunt.
I mean, dogs. I can't do that.
Yeah, that's a really excellent point. Well, the dogs are with friends too.
Dog friends or with people friends watching them?
It couldn't matter less. They're dogs.
It does matter. If they're with dog friends, they're going to get up to shenanigans and chase alley cats and knock over trash cans.
For treasure hunt clues, weave both humor and romance into the text, such as, find your next treat in the place where I take my evening seat. A favorite
bathroom?
Sofa. No, a favorite sofa.
As a toilet, for sure.
And then leave a small clue with each piece of chocolate until the hunt culminates either in the bedroom or a cozy area of your home where you have arranged for a romantic dinner for two. And then,
I can't stress enough, too, and I can't believe they didn't include this in the instructions, turn the air conditioning way up, because yeah. you do not want to, like, hide chocolate, like, in the couch on, like, a 90-degree day or some shit. And
yeah.
it's like, oh, you fucking ruined the couch. What, this is all goop in my hand. What have you done?
The end of the chocolate treasure hunt could involve you smothered in chocolate, or at least with chocolates artistically laid out.
Smothered? Oh, no!
Like a fucking Waffle House hash brown, baby.
What? How did he die? Well,
smothered and covered.
So now we're looking at step two, which is make a playlist of music featuring chocolate.
Chocolate
a simple
rain,
search using the term chocolate rain by Tay Zonday, chocolate rain remix, chocolate rain radio edit.
Chubby Rain.
Just keep going.
From fucking, oh God. I can't
was that Pluto Gold, Nash? No, it was Gold. Bowfinger.
Bowfinger,
Jesus
yeah.
Jesus Christ. I mean, what else? Gimme Chocolate by Baby Metal is going to really get the party started. A simple search using the term chocolate on music programs such as iTunes will reward you with numerous tracks based on chocolate or chocolate themes.
Can I jump back a second to say that individually pre-wrapped chocolates to make a trail is a lot of work.
A lot of litter at the
end
of the day.
A much more, I would say, direct and easy to accomplish thing. Just grab like a bottle of chocolate syrup, start at one point, and just like squeeze it into a line to create a trail. That's a much clearer trail.
A slippery fun trail. And then you just walk and you lick it off the ground.
Yeah.
Like a dog. Like a sick dog. Take a bath in chocolate. Skip squeezing the Hershey syrup in the tub and do a chocolate bath the right way. Mm-hmm. While the internet is loaded with plenty of chocolate bath recipes, you might try WikiHow's own chocolate bath recipe or a chocolate bubble bath. It says don't eat the chocolate because your stinky body's in there.
Is it literally just, first of all, the amount of chocolate syrup one would have to buy to fill a bathtub is obscene.
I think it's saying that you fill it with water and then you sort of like make it a hot cocoa situation.
Then, like, mix. Ooh, gross.
I mean, we've all seen that scene where a Augustus Gloop goes up the tube and you're like, God, I wish that was me getting squeezed by that big tube.
Incorrect.
Drowning.
That's the worst.
Yeah.
Because it's that weird white, kind of weird milky looking chocolate. Gross.
That large boy was not drowned in white chocolate. You know that,
no,
right?
It wasn't white chocolate, but it was like a pale tan. It was not like...
It's rough, yeah. I don't think that they could figure out how to make it look right. And so Willy Wonka came up with some bullshit about like, oh yeah, this is unhomogenized chocolate or something. It's red. It's crazy.
Yeah, it looks like fucking muddy river water. It does not look like chocolate.
Yeah, I mean, of all the ways to drown that child who made the mistake of wanting to eat chocolate during his tour of the chocolate factory.
We're in a room where everything was edible,
for which he was condemned to death.
Yeah, he was told to eat. He was told to eat stuff.
And then he ate, and then they were like, now you get drowned. And he was
and then they sang a whimsical song. And he was the first one to go.
Yeah.
Not like the kid who like, or the kid who like went into a room and was like, I want to test out this cool technology. I'm a fucking child. And
well,
you
and
told me that
thing,
this technology can put me on TV.
Yeah.
I want to do it.
Anyway, have chocolate on the menu for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. You're going to be pretty sick of it. Some examples, beef stew with chocolate.
Gross.
I guess not. White night teeny, which I guess has white chocolate in it. I mean, you could do like a mole, which would be...
That would be nice.
Chris Kohler's got a real nice recipe for Japanese curry that has chocolate.
Oh, that
I
sounds
can see that working.
So,
I would love that.
Yeah.
It's actually really good.
Try body painting with chocolate.
No.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds good to me, too.
I found a recipe, by the way, for chocolate milk bath, if you want to do that. You just dump a cup of powdered milk, 2 tablespoons of cocoa powder, and 1 tablespoon of cornstarch.
That's
into a tub. And then you... Just do that.
Yeah.
That can't be enough.
I love taking a bath where I have to take another bath right after. Like, I have to get directly in the shower
and then clean,
so I don't vomit on myself.
And then clean the shower because you've left a big brown mess everywhere in it.
Here's the thing about...
Sticky brown foam!
No,
the thing about the chocolate body painting is if you're the type of, like, partners that would be... into chocolate body painting, you've already done it without WikiHow having to tell you to do it. So if you're doing it off of WikiHow's thing, there's no way it's not weird. There's no way there's not a moment where it's like, and I guess I'm going to put it on your nipple.
Put it here on your butt.
Is this doing it for you?
The recipe they provided is as follows. 17.5 ounces of dark chocolate, 13.5 ounces of cream, a handful of chopped mint leaves, one finely chopped chili pepper, and a double shot of espresso. That's going to taste bad and feel bad on your body.
Is that for the bath? I'm putting a chili pepper.
This is body paint. This is body paint.
A little bit of a tingle.
Paint my balls with mint and pepper and espresso. I am so awake.
Let me get real sweaty first and open up my pores. Go for it.
Yeah, perfect.
Perfect. Now put the chili pepper immediately on my glands. No. Give a gift of exclusive chocolates. The fuck's that mean, WikiHow?
Bespoke chocolates.
Buy the most delectable box of chocolates possible.
Or
naughty anatomy chocolates.
Oh, like a dick.
No, Travis. Like a tibia and an elbow. And present your beloved with it to help him or her recapture the evening of chocolate indulgence for a little longer yet.
Please, God, no more.
You bathed me in it and painted me in the spicy chocolate and have burned my nipples so badly. Yeah, eat this. Eat this extremely expensive French dick chocolate.
Bring it back.
Please, no.
This is, it's called Richard. It's French.
Seal the giving with a French kiss involving passing an exquisite chocolate between the two of you.
Gross.
That's the most phonetically pleasing sentence, I think, in the English language, is seal the giving with a French kiss involving passing an exquisite chocolate between the two of you. Do you want to
trade gum? We could do that, too, if you want to. We can do it with any candy. It doesn't have to just be chocolate. Rule number one, like advice number one on this should be like, before, like the most important thing, be so careful not to get into an argument when you have all this planned, because can you imagine, God, like you made up all this body paint and like you filled the tub with chocolate and you like ordered dick shaped French exclusive chocolate, and then like you get into a fight about like whose turn it was to like into the dishwasher or whatever, and you're like, okay, fine, whatever. Yeah. Also,
or like I hate your mom. Finally, you said it. We're so sticky. We can't do that. We're too sticky to do this right now. I can't leave. I can't storm out of the apartment right now. Our shower is covered in fucking chocolate. I have nowhere to go.
And there might be like wolves outside or something. I don't know, man. We live in the woods in this scenario.
The last one is visit a chocolate spa, which is certainly something that everyone has. I just want to end this with the community Q&A. It has one question. And the question is, why would you do this? and the community answer says, if you both really like chocolate, this could be a fun way to enjoy yourselves. If it's not for you, turn the page. Wow.
Deep.
That's beautiful. Anyway, that's how to enjoy chocolate with your lover.
Waste a bunch of chocolate with your lover.
If you're both really gross. For me. Yeah, I think so too. There's some extremely, by the way, if you are looking for some good material to crank too. There's some really great images on this one for you, just waiting.
Can we get a place?
Yeah, please. I do want to go there.
There is nothing better than a website. There's no saddest symbol I can think of that'll say to people, I'm somebody and I know where I'm going, than a website. If somebody asks you, you're URL, and you're like, what's an URL? And they're like, your URL.
Uh-huh.
And then you have to explain to them that you don't have one. They'll throw you out of whatever building you're in, even if that building is a plane. Squarespace is ready to step in and say, here, let us help you build a website. You can grow your business online and stand out with one of these beautiful websites. Make it about whatever you want. Squarespace doesn't care.
What?
They're very permissive. You can, if you want business features on your website, you know, business features?
I love business online features.
Online booking, scheduling. Hey, do you want clients on your website?
Yes.
They can schedule there. There's no hassles. They've got galleries that you can customize to show people the different kinds of things that you make or do. And you can make videos effortlessly. There's a video studio. Do you guys know this?
No.
Squarespace can help you make and share engaging videos that can tell your story, grow your audience, and drive sales. You can go to squarespace.com/mybrother for a free trial. Now they're feeling generous. But when you're ready to launch, use the offer code MYBROTHER to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Squarespace, business is here.
Ooh.
I like that.
Let's get Squarespace. Let's get a business.
Try one more.
Squarespace. Casual is everything around me.
There it is.
Okay.
No, I love that. Hey, Stitch Fix. Hey,
you don't you dare. Where do you dare calling me that?
Hey, Stitch
Fix. I'm your brother.
No, sorry. I was talking to Stitch Fix.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Stitch Fix. You just sent me a pair of like rainbow funkadelic swim trunks, and I love the hell out of them. Thank you so much.
I know. Oh, God. I was just filled with the shuddering realization that I will have to see those at some point.
Oh, yeah, you will, baby, because they're perfect to my style. Hey, Justin, you know my style, and every time you see me, you're like, Travis, I love your style.
I say, Travis, that's perfect to your style, a thing many people say often.
I notice how that look that you're wearing perfectly fits your style. Do you know why, Justin?
Why, Travis?
Well, that's because I went on Stitch Fix. And whatever your style is, now more than ever is the time to rock it. But maybe you can use just a little nudge to find out some looks. That's where Stitch Fix can help you out, Justin. Can I tell you what to do, Justin?
Even me?
Even you, Justin.
But I'm a disaster.
Yeah, your style is a barren wasteland like the Mojave Desert. But even there, you can find life. Hi, I'm Travis McRoy, spokesman for both Stitch Fix and the Mojave Desert.
Huge get.
Yeah. First thing you're going to do, you're going to go to Stitch Fix, and you're going to take a few minutes to set up your style profile with a few questions, and it's going to take care of it there. And you can do that from the Mojave Desert with free universal Wi-Fi located in the Mojave Desert.
Stop lying.
No, that's coming in 2025. We have big plans. Then, Stitch Fix expert stylist will go to work, finding items exclusively for you, Justin.
For me? Even me?
Even you, shipped directly to the Mojave Desert, where you will have to go pick them up. But just you, Justin. Everyone else will get them at their homes. Wow, they'll send you 5 pieces to try on. You keep what you love. You send back what you don't. The shippings, returns, and exchanges are easy and free. So sign up today at stitchfix.com/mybrother to get $20 off your first purchase. That's stitchfix.com/mybrother to get $20 off your first purchase. It's a limited time offer, purchase within 2 days of sign up. And for the next 100 people that arrive at the front gates of the Mojave Desert, you'll get a free Muggsy Bogues bobblehead. So
that's great. Yeah, I've always wanted one of those.
You can get it there. It's exclusive. It's a Mojave Desert exclusive.
Hi, my name is Graham Clark, and I'm one half of the podcast Stop Podcasting Yourself, a show that we've recorded for many, many years. And at the moment, instead of being in person, we're recording remotely, and you wouldn't even notice. You don't even notice the lag.
That's right, Graham. And the great thing about this... Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Okay. And,
okay, go ahead.
And you can listen to us every week on MaximumFun.org.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Your podcasts.
Did your neighbor back into your car?
Bring that case to Judge Judy.
Think the mailman might be the real father?
Give that one to Judge Mathis.
But does your mom want you to flush her ashes down the toilet at Disney World when she passes away?
Now that's my jurisdiction. Welcome to the court of Judge John Hodgman, where the people are real, the disputes are real, and the stakes are often unusual.
If I got arrested for dumping your ashes in the Jungle Cruise, it would be an honor.
I don't want to be part of somebody getting a super yacht.
I don't know at what point you want to go into this, but we've had a worm bin before.
Available free right now at MaximumFun.org.
Judge John Hodgman, the court of last resort when your wife won't stop pretending to be a cat and knocking the clean laundry over.
How about another question?
I would want that.
I'm a 32-year-old woman.
Nice.
Well, no, it's a question.
Oh.
I'm a 32-year-old woman who's forgotten how to socialize in this new world. So I was letting my hairstylist, whom I have never seen before, work away and focus in silence. I was quite relaxed with her hands in my hair, the white noise of the salon hair dryers, the ASMR crinkling of foils in my hair.
Yeah.
Suddenly I wake up to her asking me, did you just fall asleep? And I said, yes, I'm so sorry. She acted like it was no big deal. But I'm obviously embarrassed that I'm a grown woman who just fell asleep in the middle of a busy public place like some kind of toddler. I don't know. I have my glasses off. Wait, hold on. I don't think I understand that sentence. I don't know. I had my glasses off.
Oh, you're not a glasses wearer, Justin. Glasses, oh, the removal of glasses is often an indication to your body that it's sleep time.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It's like okay, got it. I had my glasses off. I was comfy. She didn't mention it again, but continued to work in silence. I stayed very awake for the rest of the hair appointment. Can I show my face here again? She did a good job of my hair. I don't think a sign would help. That you can't just cut us off at the knees like that.
You don't know.
Terribly tired in Texas.
A sign would help of like a cute cherub going, shh, I'm sweeping. That would help, I think.
Hey, things are rough out there. And basically nobody's getting enough sleep.
Yeah.
Yes.
If somewhat, obviously this is a different example, but if I know that people fall asleep to our podcast, and that is a great honor, because that is, I loved the idea of being, you know,
this podcast?
Morpheus.
Yeah. That's like why I try to be as boring as possible and not funny.
I have a podcast for people to fall asleep to about cereal.
No,
it's called The Empty Bowl.
You want it too much.
It can't be intentional like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that one wants it too much. It's desperate for it.
Yeah. Hey, check this out. Getting your haircut feels good as fuck.
Yeah.
Like, especially when they do the the rinsey stuff, the rinsing, that feels really good. And I can fully understand falling asleep during that. I don't think you have anything to feel apologetic for. I don't think this is a situation that they were embarrassed or they should be embarrassed by at all.
I also think there's two different ways for the hairstylist to ask the question. Did they say, did you just fall asleep? Or did they say, did you just fall asleep? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I bet it was the latter.
There's a big difference. Like, I honestly, like, why did they ask? I think it's weird for them to ask. You should just, like, let it slide, right? Like, did you just fall asleep? If I fall asleep while my wife is telling me something, she would never ask, you know, if I just fell asleep.
Right.
You know what I mean? She just accepts that I'm a bad person.
Yeah.
You know what
I mean? Absolutely. Maybe the hairstylist asked because for them it's a point of pride. Like, I did such a good job that, like, the person felt very comfortable with me, and they fell asleep. And that's like, did you fall asleep? Yes. And they, like, reach over and they add a little tally mark to the wall.
I did it. Plus,
the sooner, the faster you fall asleep, that gives them, like, an early chance to eat the hair off the floor. Like, they don't even have to wait for you to leave. Like, they can have a little sample of it right here.
They can taste the hair early to see how much they want to cut off.
Right.
Exactly. Well, you got to figure out if it's ripe or not. You know what I mean? Because some of the hair still needs time on the vine.
They might finish the shampooing and be like, hey, usually we don't do it this order, but I am going to cut some more of your yummy locks off. I mean, your gross long hair.
That's a good question, though. But do you think is it better to eat the hair before the shampoo when it has all of its natural oils and vitamins, or after the shampoo when you can maybe flavor it and do some infusions?
You're asking me, but it depends on are we working with all natural herbal essences shit that is going to make it taste like delicious, cucumber melon? Or are we talking about some Pantene Pro V that's going to taste like I'm eating up a lab chemicals?
I have noticed that a lot of times when I get shampooed, there's like a mint quality to the shampoo. And now I'm thinking that maybe my hair was dessert.
Oh, that's possible.
Okay.
So we've talked a lot about eating here. Do we want to do another question, or has somebody in fast food done something silly, Justin?
What?
Oh. I want to munch.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I want to munch.
I don't like
you
that.
You can do it. Can you please do the
squad
thing?
Squad.
Oh, squad. Oh.
Thank you. You had to complete the ritual.
Oh, wait, I didn't...
Only by you saying squalt am I able to take control of your brother's body and send him temporarily to hell.
I didn't know that that was...
complicated, you know.
Yeah.
Then you weren't paying attention. Yes, Griffin, before I begin, it's me, Count Donut. I wanted to quickly review my Wikipedia page.
Okay. Wait, what?
Well, not Wikipedia. It's the fandom.com wiki for my brother and me. I wanted to sort of reestablish canon for myself. I was reading through the page. Just a quick reminder for everyone. My name is Count Donut. Uh-huh. I also go by Donut Dracula, uh-huh. Kevin Donutula, and Count Party Baker.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm immune to all earthly pathogens, but still wear a mask. I have internal blood syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
I live in a castle in Donutvania,
yes.
But consider myself a citizen of nowhere.
Uh-huh. This is all good.
I glisten in sunlight.
Glisten,
I
huh?
and someone named Richard Stink both live inside Justin, and when we emerge, Justin is sent to hell until they stop controlling his body.
I knew that
Now,
part.
This is what I forgot about. Count Donut has a son, Count Rick Donut Jr.
Oh, okay. That's sweet.
I approach donuts aesthetically and could eat them, but prefer not to because of my gluten intolerance.
Right.
Great.
I do need to drink blood to survive. However, I only steal the blood types nobody wants, like D.
Great.
So I just wanted to briefly thank whoever updates my wiki page, because I don't need the reminder about my own life,
of course. Not, yeah.
But other people
it helps
who are
me.
Approximate.
Yeah.
But no more self-congratulatory nonsense. I've come to talk to you about donuts with my favorite name to intone, Krispy Kreme.
What do they do this time?
They released a lineup of honey-inspired donuts.
Honey-inspired?
I thought you said uneaten spider donuts.
Oh, wouldn't that be a treat? Now, my first question before I begin is, what is honey?
Oh, honey is like bee leavings.
Well,
is it
yeah.
the blood of the bee?
It's not the blood of the bee. I mean,
it's like bee milk.
Jeez.
Is
it the jizz of the bee?
Yeah, that's a better way of thinking. Yeah, that's a good. Travis, just go with it. Yeah, that's about it.
Jizz.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that's what they
Did
call
it. Did you get
it.
This?
That's my I've favorite done. Joke. Have you seen the Jerry Seinfeld bee movie?
I can't watch movies.
What?
I get car sick.
Just sitting in place and watching a movie makes you car sick?
In a movie theater, you get car sick watching a movie?
Are you doing like the XD
what
stuff?
What is a movie theater?
Where are you watching movies?
Wait.
The only movies I've seen are in the back of Justin's Buick. His big, beautiful Buick.
Right.
He sometimes shows episode of Loud House back there. Is that a movie?
Wait, yeah, so sometimes movie. Justin, just so I'm clear, count on it. Sometimes Justin puts on an episode of Loud House and then goes back in the back of his own Buick to watch it while you
no,
are behind his
back while he drives.
How does that work? You're in his body.
Not all the time. It gets cramped, especially after he eats a lot of Long John Silvers. I can't stay
so
in there.
So you don't have to be in his body. You I choose like to go in his body and send him to hell.
Hey, it beats walking, baby.
It's a cool body.
Honey is bee jizz.
Yeah,
moving on.
Fine.
Krispy Kreme will have taste buds buzzing
okay.
and fans swarming
oh.
this month with its first ever sweet and sensational honey donuts.
I don't like the idea of donut fans swarming. There's something about Crispy, that. It's horrifying.
Krispy Kreme's Oh Honey collection is available for a limited time beginning May 9th. There's three different ones.
Okay.
A honey pull-apart donut, which is glazed, light, and airy. Whenever someone advertises something being airy, remember that that is air that you have bought. Yeah, advertising ripping you off. You want thick and chewy honey donut clusters drizzled with salted honey icing.
Huh.
A honeybee donut, which is an original glaze dipped in yellow icing and decorated with black buttercream and then finished
Wait,
with
Wait, is there honey in that one?
Just looks like a bee.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
and then a honey cake donut, a glazed sour cream cake donut drizzled with honey icing and finished with an oat crisp.
That sounds good as hell, actually, Count Donut.
Can I just say, Krispy Kreme, I'm going to say I see through the thin veneer here. Two of these were ideas.
Airy, please.
Yes, airy veneer. Two of these were ideas you had, and you didn't want to just put out a two-donut collection. So you said, okay, yeah, we'll do the pull-apart one. Oh, and this one, oh, yeah, the sour cream. With the, oh, we need a third.
Make one look like a bee, like a fat bee. He's adorable, by the way. He looks nothing like a bee. It's amazing. I don't know why they've done this. What are they? Here, look at this. Look at this donut. What are they trying to
do? Oh, Count Donut, this is a picture of Justin Bieber again.
No, I've deleted that from Slack. I don't want to go to jail.
Yeah, that's a circle with stripes and some.
It's a circle with stripes and vanilla wafer wings. Anyway, where was I? Oh, yes, you love bees, right? Because Krispy Kreme loves honey and the small but mighty workforce that produces it. This is bees. The honey lovers dozen will come with bee-friendly wildflower and seed paper for fans to plant while supplies last, thanking and feeding the bees. Krispy Kreme will also plant flower gardens at select shops to create more bee-friendly environments.
Thank God.
I like that. Thank you.
It does make you wonder, though, why Krispy Kreme decided to leave their stores barren and undecorated, and it was only to delight the bees that they have festooned them in such a way. I also don't love getting a chore with my donuts. You know I'm not going to have an active day. I just bought 12 donuts.
Oh,
I'm staying at home. Oh,
you'll be Count Donut. Dinner. Hey, Count Donut, are you eating a dozen donuts by yourself?
I'm not eating donuts. I'm gluten intolerant. Thank you for listening. Our innovation... This is Dave Scanlon. Our innovation team has been hard at... Wait, hold on. Let me do my Dave Skinner voice.
Also, Skinnovation, please.
Yeah.
Our Skinnovation team has been hard at work to create our first ever honey donut collection. And so have honeybees.
It's like Dave Skinner is right here with us.
So help the honeybees by planting the flower seeds that we give you when you buy these delicious donuts.
I'm definitely not, like, infested with bees right now, controlling my mind in a weird Meet Dave kind of situation.
How would precisely 3,700 bees even control a skin bag from the inside?
Throughout the O Honey Collection's availability and on World Bee Day on May 20th, I'm sure they appreciate this, Krispy Kreme will also celebrate and thank organizations that advocate for and practice stewardship for bees, including the Planet Bee Foundation.
I've been to the Planet Bee. The Planet Bee where bees are from. You haven't been there?
Yes, that's where they come from.
This is going to be so fucking whimsical. I'm ready.
I got nothing.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Pollinator education and environmental stewardship.
Is this Skinner again?
No, this is clearly Deborah Tomaszewski. This is Deborah.
Okay.
This is Deborah Tomaszewski, founder of the Planet Bee Foundation. They have virtual beehives. Can you imagine?
From working with corporations and companies like Krispy Kreme to students in schools, we're all responsible for the care of our environment.
So that's what's going on with bees right now.
Cool.
You can save them by eating donuts and then throwing paper on the ground. The solution was in front of us the entire time. God.
Wow, I'm really hungry for donuts. I really, yeah, there's sure. A Krispy Kreme 45 minutes from my house.
Yeah. That's not too far. That's
I'm
great.
I'm seriously considering it, guys.
Well, Justin, you can balance out your carbon footprint by driving an hour and a half round trip to get those donuts by then planting a few seeds.
For donuts that will make you stickier than James Cromwell, which is an accomplishment.
As if such a thing was possible. Thank you so much for listening to our podcast. My brother and me. It's this one. And seriously, thank you for your support during the drive. It really does mean a lot to us that y'all are still hanging after, what is it, like 12 years?
Something along those lines.
Oh, my God. Too long, if you ask me. Time to wrap it up. This is our last episode.
No, what? Oh, man.
We can never stop.
All right. Yeah. Coming up,
time for Mr. Promo to take the
That's mic. True. We have a virtual Adventure Zone this Friday, May 20th at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. I'm going to say that this is a game system that we've never played before and that we could really, I think, only play in a virtual TAS. So I think y'all are really going to dig it. So check that out. Get those tickets, bit.ly/McElroy Tours. While you're there, you can also grab all of the other shows we're doing in places like Boston and at Foxwoods Casino and Salt Lake City, Portland, San Diego, Washington, Detroit, Cincinnati. Tickets for the virtual show are only $10. So one more time, bit.ly/McElroy Tours. It's this Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern time. So don't wait. And let's see. Dad's book is out. Goldie's Guide to Grandchild.
So good.
It's so good. So make sure you go and order that at Linktree. That's linktr.ee/Goldie's Guide. And go check out all of the merch stuff we got over there at McElroy Merch. You're going to love it. It's great. You'll appreciate it. Some of it you'll put on your body. Some of it you'll put in your home. Some of it you'll hand over this to friends.
Weird energy.
Okay.
Yeah,
MacroyMerch.com. Go check it out.
Thank you to Montaigne for the use of our theme song, My Life is Better With You. If you listen to it, it makes you taller and jump higher.
That is true.
And be better at sports.
No kidding.
And the inverse is true as well. If you don't listen to it, you'll
I didn't listen to it yesterday, and I lost the big game.
Oh, man,
so
I'm sorry.
I feel like absolute shit because I let my fucking team down. Anyway, I bet I'm going to end up doing James Cromwell's voice at the end, huh?
Oh boy, I hadn't even thought about it, but that's a great idea, Griff. Thank you. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Here we go.
Do that famous line from Babe.
Yeah, I'll do the famous line from Babe.
I hope no one makes jokes about this.
Sorry, can I just get it one more time?
Hey, and be loud on the sound effects at the beginning, I think.
Sure.
I hope no one makes jokes about this.
Classic. My name's Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This has been my brother, me. Kiss your square lips.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.